Hello?
May I help you?
Hey, this is Mario from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues, and your opinion is needed. This survey is quick and confidential. What is your zip code?
14127.
Are you registered to vote in the state of New York, like many other people?
Yes, sir.
Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
What's the year of your birth?
49.
Are you Hispanic, Latino, or any Spanish origin? No?
No.
Do you consider yourself white, black, African American, or Indian?
White.
What's the highest level of school you completed?
College. Bachelor's.
From 2020's election, who do you vote for? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Someone else.
As you might know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices for this November. How likely are you to vote in the November upcoming election? Are you almost certain you will going to vote, probably, or 50-50?
Yes. Certain.
How motivated are you to vote in the 2024 election on a scale from 1 to 10?
10.
How much power do you feel that your vote has to create in changing in your community?
A little, very little.
1, 2, 3, 4.
What's the lowest?
Zero.
Zero.
Okay. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statements. Do you, regardless of how you might feel about the candidates or issues on the Valu, it's my duty to vote this year. Do you agree with that statement? Strongly agree? Somewhat agree?
Yes. Yes, strongly.
Okay, regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do you, each of the following matters, you know, for you this year? I will read you some statements. The options we have are matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, and does not matter at all. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, does it matter a lot, matters somewhat, or does not matter?
A lot.
A lot. Protection of abortion rights, what do you think of that one? Matters a lot, somewhat matters, or does not matter much?
Somewhat. Somewhat.
Protecting LGBTQ rights?
Not at all.
Elections for Congress, House of Representatives, of the Senate.
Okay,
we know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates for these issues? So I will read you some statements, and the options are: nothing will stop me, I want to vote, and I probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. Again, the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Do you think nothing will stop you from voting? You want to vote and probably will vote? Or if it's convenient, you will vote?
Want to and will.
Protecting the abortion rights? Are you with that one?
Yeah, but that's not primary on my list.
Okay. What about the LGBTQ rights?
No, that's not on the list.
No chance you will vote for that? Okay.
No.
Election for Congress and House of Representatives of the state.
Okay, yeah, that's important.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but November's 2024 elections for president were held today. Will you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris or the Republican Donald Trump, or a third-party candidate?
Third party.
If the election of 2024 Congress was held today, for whom will you vote for? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, or
Republican.
A third party? Republican. Gotcha. If you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated will you be to vote? Will that change, or will you be less motivated?
Neither more nor less, to be honest.
No change? Gotcha.
No change.
All right. How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard?
No. I can't tell you anything about it. Don't know anything about it.
Okay, nothing at all. All right, here's the next prop for one amendment that, you know, might appear on the value. Adds certain protections to the state veil of rights. Add anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution. Covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproduce the healthcare and the autonomy. AGS both put this protection against discrimination in the new year, the New York State Constitution. ANO leaves this protection out of the state's constitution. If the election were held today, will you vote for it or no?
I would, no.
Okay. Based on reading the amendment, do you think this amendment would strengthen the protection of New Yorkers with disability, provide protection on the basis for people with, you know, other genders, put protections for abortion in the state's constitution, or puts the LGBTQ protection into the case of the constitution, prohibit housing discrimination?
Those laws are already in place. To me, it's irrelevant. It's just New York trying to be an idiot.
Right.
Those protections are already in place. So it's ridiculous. It's just New York being stupid.
Understand. Nothing that this amendment will put protection for abortion in the state of constitution will definitely vote yes, or probably vote yes, or will you vote no?
I'd probably vote yes, but not number one on my list.
Okay. Comparing to voting for presidents or Congress, are you motivated or less motivated to vote for which amendment that will protect abortion rights? Will you be much motivated regarding that one, or does it make a difference to you?
Really doesn't matter.
No difference. Okay, I'm going to read you a series of statements for each one of them. Please tell me how much you agree on this one.
How much longer have we got here, sir?
We're almost done. Almost done here. We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants. 1 to 10, do you agree?
Oh, yeah. 10.
Okay. Children should not have access to medical procedures related to the changing of their gender without their parents' consent.
10.
Okay. I will read it fast as possible. The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
Agreed. 10.
Okay, it's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than slinging out of some groups.
Yeah, 10.
Okay, it's important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care.
4.
Everyone deserves their chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
Yes. 100.
Okay, 10. It's important to protect the most vulnerable members of the society from discrimination.
I got this
one, so we'll have 8, yes.
Okay, everyone, regardless of a gender or sexuality, should have freedom to marry who they choose.
10.
Okay, we need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion.
5.
Okay, here's a short statement about Prop 1, the New York State Equal Rights Amendment. It's an amendment to New York State's Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we are seeing across the country. At the moment and time when seeing the state governments and court walk right backwards, this is a proposal solidifies protection within our state's Constitution. This amendment will add a layer of protection for New Yorkers. Explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sexual, including their sexual orientation.
5, again, gender. those are already protected under federal law, so a 5.
Oh. Okay, so is that a yes or a no?
That's
will
a no.
You know, no, it's a no? Gotcha. Okay, once the course of a survey sometimes change, is it okay if your answer did not change? But once again, if the elections were held today and the other state, for all the offices, how likely are you to vote at all? Like, will you mostly vote, certainly vote?
Yes, well, I will. Certainly will.
Okay. So I'm almost done here. I only got a couple statements that I'm going to read. I'm going to go fast so we can get it done. Statement A, this amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It will strip parents of rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operation without their parents' consent. This amendment also has a special protection based on national origin, which allow which will make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. Statement B, these claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive a gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protection in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state's constitution to make sure that all the people are protected against discrimination from the government.
I don't really agree with either
statement. Okay. No worries. I'll get done. Okay, so right now, from 1 to 10, New York Constitution has loopholes that leave many New Yorkers unprotected. For example, it does not adequately protect the right to abortion, does not protect the rights of older New Yorkers, and does not protect the rights of those who have disability. This amendment will close the loopholes and make sure that all the New Yorkers are covered and cannot be discriminated against by government. Is that motivates you, somewhat motivating or extremely motivating? From 1 to 10, what do you think of that statement?
I think it's crock, to be blunt.
Okay. All right. The government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against its citizens by putting this protection directly into our state constitution. We are holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protection for all. In New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage and discriminate against New Yorkers. From 0 to 10, what do you think?
Five.
Okay. Extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact that nationwide if the politics change. If came into power in this election, which would impose their white nationalist agenda on our state, they want to make it harder to get an abortion, threaten the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equity and civil rights initiatives. What do you think of that one?
Zero.
Okay. Since Roe v. Wade has overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the nation. Right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion actions in the state. Now, more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything they can to protect the right to abortion in our state so we don't leave it up to the whims of touch of politicians who could
it's
easily
already, it's, already, it's, already, it's already there. It's already,
there. Yeah. Is that a zero?
Yes, sir.
Okay, adds anti-discrimination provision to state constitution cover ethnicity, national origin, disability, and sex. I guess we'll put this onto order, and no, we'll leave this protection out of the states of constitution. Will you vote for it or not?
No.
After reading all this information, are you likely to vote?
Yes.
How motivated are you to vote from 1 to 10? We're almost done here on the last one.
I'm very likely.
Very likely. Do you consider yourself heterosexual, straight, lesbian, or gay, or bisexual?
Huh? Straight.
Straight. Are you married, unmarried, living with partners?
Married.
Mary, okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18?
No.
In the politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Okay. Do you lean more towards Republican Party, Democratic Party, or neither of them?
Republican.
Republican. How will you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, laid
off? Retired.
Retired? Okay, in the last year, 2023, what was your total family income from all sources?
No, not answering.
Okay, less than, I'm just going to put no here. Okay, this ends the survey. We're done. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, bye. Puta, pude completar uno.